Hi everybody, and welcome to another program. Today we have a special guest. His name is Jordan. He's a young traveler who has been to every country in the world and has been traveling for some 15 years. And now with us, Jordan.
Hi everyone. It is a pleasure to be here with you and this incredible audience.
First of all, how are you? Are you tired of traveling after 15 years, or do you want to continue traveling the world?
I'm fine. I will stay for a while in Spain with my family, although I will soon go on another trip. I love to travel and I'm gonna keep sharing my adventure with my followers.
You like to travel a lot, but it must be difficult for your family not to see you for so long. So, do your family support your travel lifestyle?
Absolutely. I'm really thankful to have a very supportive family. I'm really close to them. I try to see them as much as I can, 2 or 3 times a year.
For a lot of people, it's difficult to have to sleep in different homes every night. So what is it like traveling all the time and not really having the same home to go to every night?
It is just sort of become my lifestyle, and I haven't really thought of it like that. The way I see it is amazing. I really love what I do. I'm really passionate about it.
Yes, we really feel that you love to travel. Now, let's talk about food.
Okay, what do you want to know?
It's probably one of the greatest challenges that man has set himself, trying dishes from around the world. In any case, there are some classics that have crossed borders to become the favorite food of the majority of the world population. You have tried many different food all over the world, but if you had to make the top 5 best dishes from around the world, what would they be?
It is a hard question. For me, it's difficult because I love food, but in my opinion, the 5 best food would be Asian food, because it's the most diverse, it's the healthiest, and my 5 favorites are Po in Vietnam, Pai Thai in Thailand, Korean barbecue, or sushi in Japan, but I could do an endless list.
It sounds delicious. And now the transport. Traveling around the world requires many means of transport and ways of getting around. But what means of transport have you used?
I had to take around 1,500 flights, 1,100 buses and trains to get to know the 197 territories where I have been. Furthermore, within countries, I have used other means of transport. Like in Turkey, one of my favorites, I used the boat to cross the Bosphorus. I have used motorcycles, bicycles, and even rickshaws in Beijing.
How interesting. Nowadays, with technology, we can share a lot of things over the internet and work wherever we want. But how do you manage to have access to the internet all over the world?
This is a very good question. The first thing I do when I arrive at the airport is buy a local SIM card, and then I can go to hotspot to upload videos. Sometimes I go to hotels with internet access, sometimes I ask a friend for a hotspot or just an internet cafe.
This day it's difficult to think of staying somewhere without the internet. Jordan, to finish the program, I want to ask you the last question.
Sure, tell me what you want to know.
We know that you have visited all the countries, but if you had to choose 3 countries for their natural beauty, which country would you rank the highest?
That is a good question that nobody really asked me. So right off the bat, I would say Switzerland, New Zealand, and the USA, because it is such a big landscape and all the national parks.
It's great. Although it's a pity to have to finish the program here because we have many questions for you and we know that you have a lot of story to tell. But if the audience wants, you can come back if you want.
Sure, I'm very pleased to be here with you and obviously I will come back if this amazing audience wants me to.
So that is all. I hope everyone has enjoyed it and see you on the next program. Goodbye.